In 8 days, Massachusetts voters get their say in the presidential race, joining 11 other states voting on Super Tuesday, March 1st. It follows wins for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail this past weekend. For the latest on the campaign, we speak this morning, as we do every Monday, to Boston Globe politics reporter James Pindle. Good morning, James, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So after Donald Trump's win in South Carolina, and when you look at the electoral map around the country, do you think Trump might be unstoppable now for winning the GOP nomination?
Boy, that is the open question right now, and there's 50-50 odds that he will be. But right now, Donald Trump is more likely to be the Republican nominee than at any other point in this contest. Look, he is headed into Nevada, which votes tomorrow. If he wins that, as he is expected to do, he will now win three of the first four early states. That is something that the last two Republican nominees, John McCain and Mitt Romney, did not pull off. And then you look at the calendar going forward through the South, there's still proportional voting where he's going to do very strongly against a Ted Cruz. And even those who say, you know, okay, Jeb Bush is out of the race, doesn't that help Marco Rubio? It absolutely does help Marco Rubio. But even if you add up where Bush was at 1-3% in all these states and add in Marco Rubio, he's still not winning a single one of these 11 contests on March 1st.
I know that a lot of the Republican Party hierarchy thinks that Donald Trump as a nominee will be a disaster for the party come the November elections. But in speaking with them yourself, I'm wondering, are they getting more comfortable with Donald Trump just because they have to?
Well, yes and no. I think they're trying to get their head around what a Trump candidacy would look like for them. They're not exactly comfortable with it. I mean, there are a lot of so many X factors when it comes to Donald Trump. You know, if you're a Republican and you're running for U.S. Senate, you're running for governor, you just want a candidate at the top of the ticket who's not going to embarrass you or make you answer questions about them all the time so you can concentrate on your race. With Donald Trump, I mean, you have no idea what's going to happen every day. He just took on the Pope last week, remember?
You mentioned Mitt Romney a few minutes ago. Talk about the possibility that Romney will come out to endorse Marco Rubio. And if he does, what kind of impact do you think that would have?
There was a report over the weekend that he was going to do that very soon. Both Marco Rubio's camp and Mitt Romney's camp said that that is not going to happen right now. Look, if Mitt Romney were to have the most impact on his endorsement, he should have done that before the New Hampshire primary. He's extremely popular in New Hampshire. It was a time when the establishment needed to figure things out. I do see that if Mitt Romney wants to get involved, Marco Rubio would be the most logical and probably the only choice that he would have. But there are questions about whether, you know, Mitt Romney wants to get involved at all. Right now, he is in a good spot in terms of the party. And he doesn't really need to see the need to take on a lot of risk.
All right. A quick question about the Massachusetts primary. Does Donald Trump have much of an organization in this state? How does he stand in the race here in 8 days?
Yeah, here's the weird thing. Donald Trump barely campaigned in Nevada. He probably will win Nevada. In Massachusetts, he has actually campaigned a lot, more than a lot of other candidates. He does have something of an organization on the ground. His team from New Hampshire has moved pretty much into Massachusetts. He does look like the front runner here in liberal Massachusetts.
All right, on to the Democrats. Was the Nevada win for Hillary Clinton a game changer for her? Some Democrats think so and believe that she's in the top spot now for taking the nomination. What do you hear?
Boy, I really do think so. I mean, you had the situation where Bernie Sanders is riding on some momentum. He really needed to continue that. Now you just look at the calendar. It's really hard to see where Bernie Sanders wins outside of maybe Massachusetts and Vermont. South Carolina, he's never done well, and they're up next on Saturday. Then you go through this wide swath of southern states. Again, a really problematic area for him. So, the calendar is really difficult for Bernie Sanders if he did not win Nevada, and of course he did not.
Bernie Sanders told Meet the Press this weekend he thinks, quote, he has a good shot at winning Massachusetts. Do you agree or not?
I think he does have a good shot. I think there are some open questions. A recent poll did show him up last week in the state by a narrow margin. He does have a shot to win here. But again, the big game is going to be all about accumulating delegates. And as much as respect as we have here in Massachusetts, it's all about Texas. It's all about Georgia. It's all about these southern states with large, large delegate counts.
All right. So let me ask you this last question then. Is Massachusetts critical or not in the Democratic race?
Massachusetts will be important, but I would not say it's critical in the Democratic race. Certainly, if Bernie Sanders can't win here, we're going to start to see, you know, a lot of calls for him to get out of the race, even though he won't. He has the money to continue.
James Pendle covers politics for the Boston Globe and speaks with us on Monday mornings. Thanks, James.
Thank you.